set aside for anyone in the public to come forward and raise issues or make comments to the council that are otherwise not on the agenda over the next 3 days. So if there's anyone in the public that would like to come to the table up front here and address the council, this is your time. Okay, seeing none, the open period for public comment is closed. We'll take a 10-minute break, and then we'll move into the next agenda item. Come on down, sir. Come on down. You take a seat right there at the table and hit the button on the microphone and introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Zig Johansson. I'm a boat owner, donated to Survival, and a New Bedford vendor. I was at the meeting in Providence, and seems to be you folks are moving right along forward with this, two permits on one vessel. And I don't have your paperwork in front of me. I'm sure you folks do. It says members of industry have come to you. I'm familiar with Mr. Avler over there, council member. I've had conversations with him. Excuse me. And members of industry, I'm a member. I have four boats. They all meet 10, 10, 20. They would crisscross. I could put two permits on one boat. As a businessman that I think I am, I've been familiar with fishing all my life. My father was a fisherman, came here from Norway, became a captain, and had a boat. The best my father ever had was one boat. I thought that was a great thing. I have four boats. I think that's a great thing. All my boats are viable. I'm willing to produce my records. I have two of my skippers sitting in the back of the audience. They're willing to come up here and tell you they run two boats. We feel there's no need for any consolidation, any two permits on one vessel. There's no need for any stacking. There's no need for any leasing. There's no need for any changes. There's an old proverb. If it works, why do we have to fix it? Now, back in 1998, we were more or less starving. Boat owners, fishermen. We were told, and I want to make one more thing. I'm respectful of all you people, Coast Guard, retired Coast Guard, Mr. Howard, all you folks. Getting back to we were more or less starving. Trips were slack. SMass University went down with a camera and showed us there were a lot of scallops in the close areas. Now, I was 59 last month. I didn't get 59 overnight. The scallops were there. Who told us they weren't, I won't mention right now. Okay. We went out. We got 10,000-pound trips. I got two skippers right back here. They'll tell you. They were very satisfied. Things have come along in the last 10 years. I don't know how many of you folks come to New Bedford to scallop capital of the world. Now, there's been some good going. Yes, the days have decreased. Yes, we do have less men. Okay? The same people that were asking for consolidation back then, they want it now. The only thing that's changed is they may have some more boats. Now, if people have too many boats to manage, you can sell scallop boats. You can sell anything for the right price. What I'm up here to ask you is, the paper said, members of industry have come to us. Now, I've spoken to Mr. Avler here, council member. Says it's not for a reduction in catching, because supposedly capacity is the ability of the fleet as a whole to catch scallops. Now, being a businessman, I want to ask you folks, if I put two permits on one boat, and I change that, and I have two permits now with one crew, instead of two boats, The one crew runs one boat with two permits. And I change everything by 10-10-20, which is legit. Next year, I will catch more. And there's a good possibility, you folks being conservation, you know, minded, you might ask me for a reduction. Now, like my father only had one boat and one permit, how can that person take a reduction? Things are working right now. Why should we make a change? We have struggled through the count. And some of my friends on here, as I look around this room, they lost their boats. They lost their houses. They lost everything. Now we've struggled through the Hudson Canyon. Just a few meetings ago, it was said, let's take it off the monitor. It's not a promise. Now, I don't want to be rude today. I know Mr. Howard's on pension. Is his pension a promise? I lost four trips. My crew lost four trips. This is serious. And your burden to say stacking would be all right, when we've gone out to public hearing twice before, we didn't want it when we were more or less starving. I'm not saying everything's rosy. There's a lot of scallops locked up in those closed areas that we'd like to get to, that we have to tow less, use less fuel. Like Area 1, we'd like to open it to the dragger boundaries. There's a lot of stuff there. We'd like to get up on the northern edge, okay, to make things a little easier. But to just say a quick fix, and for us to hear it's coming from the Hill. I heard that in New Hampshire from Mr. Howard. It's coming from the Hill that we need consolidation, we need ITQs, we need some kind of stacking. We need some kind of things like that. I don't think so. And I'm speaking today for the silent majority. And I feel bad that the room isn't full of boat owners and fishermen that could get up here like me and explain it to you folks. Because I had someone tell me that it's only my sister, which is Harriet, and myself, that don't want stacking, that don't want leasing, that don't want ITQs. This is not the truth. We didn't want it in 1998 when we were more or less starving. There's been some good things have happened, and we thank you for everything good things you've done for us. But to just throw a lollipop at us, a quick fix, because some people want to monopolize the fishery. It seems to be that if you don't have 10 boats, or if you don't have 17 boats, which is supposedly the 5% limit of the fishery, that other people have a lot more boats than that and a processing plant. My father had one boat, and I thought it was a great thing. So a person that's struggled and fished from the deck and has one boat, I think you folks should think it's a great thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else from the public? Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Paul Weckeser. I own three scallop boats in New Bedford. If you bear with me a little bit, I'm not much of a public speaker, and I'm actually pretty nervous right now. I wanted to address the matter of the capacity reduction, otherwise known as permit stacking. According to everything I've heard, the reason for doing this, from what I've taken from the last meetings, the booklets I got on that Amendment 15 is a sustainable fishery and is not overfished by definition. The council is not under any mandate to implement capacity reduction consolidation as put forth by the minority of permit holders, not the majority of scallop permit holders. The Magnuson-Stevens Act allows for capacity reduction to achieve a sustainable fishery. We all know that scallopin is a sustainable fishery, which doesn't mean we have to do the capacity reduction. Some of the things that would happen with capacity reduction or this permit stacking are things that a lot of people haven't even thought about. When we have two permits combined onto one boat, we're going to have an excess amount of boats out on the market without permits, without fisheries to sell them into. We've seen this happen in the shrimp industry down south, not with capacity reduction with them per se, but when they went belly up, boats that were $1 million to build 5 years earlier were now put out on the market. There was an excess amount of boats without buyers for them. Therefore, it drove the price of all vessels down. Therefore, the guy that did still have his boat lost equity in his boat. Just like you people sitting, everybody in this room here today has a home that's worth less today than it was 3 years ago. You've lost your equity. The same thing will happen with boats when the market is flooded with boats without permits to sell them into. We can look to Alaska, the boats that were taken out of the pollock fishery, the crabbers that were taken. You can buy them at next to nothing. This will affect people who stay in the industry's ability to borrow money from the bank when they've lost the equity in their boat because of the excess amount of boats on the market. It will also increase the capacity of the catches that are today. I myself, I bought two boats within the last couple of years, and I took the permits off those and moved them onto newer boats. Boats built, designed to fit the baselines of the other boats. Boats built with bigger wheels, bigger reduction gears, okay, that could tow the same gear that the other boat was towing, only tow it at 2 and 3 knots faster, built to fish in any weather and do anything. I can show you from my catch reports, I increased my productivity by putting these permits onto newer boats by over 67% on both boats. So when we take permits from less productive boats and put them on, the catch rates will go up dramatically. They'll be taken off our older boats, less productive, and they will be put onto boats that are more productive, built around baseline guidelines to fish any type of weather with the power to tow through any type of bottom, and you will see, National Marine Fisheries will see a dramatic increase in the amount of scallops that is caught immediately. A lot of people say it will decrease the costs when people are allowed to put two permits on one boat. They say, I'll only be paying one insurance. That won't be the case. As any boat owner knows, their insurance is based on the amount of days at sea fished. The amount of days that the insurance company is put out for risk at. So therefore, putting two permits on one boat is not going to lower your insurance. You're not going to get rid of one insurance. You're going to double the insurance on that boat. While your other boat with no permit is sitting at the dock, number one, the cities, most cities require that the boat be insured. Number two, the bank, if you have a mortgage on that other boat that you took off, is going to require that you still have an insurance on that boat. So those costs are going to go up. Your maintenance costs are going to be the same because they're going to be fishing double, so you're going to have the same type of thing. A lot of local businesses will be affected by this. I own two companies in the New Bedford area that also support the fishing industry, welding companies. I've seen myself that when the draggers were allowed to do it, and a lot of draggers stayed tied to the dock and they leased days to other ones, I had to cut back and lay off 40% of my employees. And by stacking these permits, a lot of the older boats will come out of the fishery immediately. The community will suffer as a whole almost immediately. Took it upon myself at my own cost and with the help of my office staff to obtain the names and addresses of every scallop permit holder that there was, 345 of them. I took and I made out a quick, brief, little survey, whether they were for, against, or undecided as far as capacity reduction. And I put them in envelopes, and I put a self-stamped envelope back into the thing for them to mail them back to me. I only started this about a week ago. To date, I have two people that are for capacity reduction. I have two people who are undecided. I have 62 who are opposed to it in 1 week. So when a lot of people say that the industry is for this capacity reduction, when I'm done with these, I'll furnish these to the council. I just want to give people a little bit more time to get them back. Like I say, it was only a week ago that I sent them out. And you can see the overwhelming majority are opposed. I didn't try to persuade anybody as far as in what direction. I basically put a letter for them that the council is considering capacity reduction, and are you for it, against it, or undecided? Tried not to enter my opinion in it in any way. And like I said, we can see 2 undecided, 2 for, 62 against. So for anyone to come up here and say the industry is for it, it's quite evident from what I've seen so far, they're not. And as Ziggy said a couple minutes ago, we've come a long way. You know, we're all in tough economic times right now. We have a proven industry. It's working. It's working the way it is. Why, in these tough economic times, when so many people are going and being put out of work and everything else, we have a sustainable fishery? Why fix it if it ain't broke? Thank you. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
I'm also a fisherman and a boat owner. I'm going to have to agree with those two gentlemen there. If you stack 2 permits on 1 boat, how are you going to have the time to fix it? It's got to fish all year. 1 permit, 100 days, you've got five, 6 months to fix the boat. You keep it up. I mean, if it ain't broken, why fix it? Leave it alone. There's nothing wrong with what we have today. Leave it alone. You know, there's other important issues that can be worked on. I mean, I don't even know how many days I got for next year. And you want to stack? Let's work on 1 permit. You know, I'm just saying, leave it alone. There's nothing wrong with what we have today. It took me 20 years to get up this far, to have 1 boat. Leave it alone. I'm just saying, if it ain't broken, leave it alone. Just like those gentlemen say the same thing. I don't like to come up here and talk. I get a little nervous, but I think you get the message, you know. Nothing wrong with it, you know. We're all making a decent living. Right? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anything further? Yes, sir.
I'm a commercial fisherman out of New Bedford. I've also fished out of Stonington, and I fished out of Cape Cod. I fish with several gentlemen in the fleet out of New Bedford who are also opposed to stacking permits. People losing their jobs. You have welders in the industry. People who sell fuel. I'm fishing with gentlemen right now on boats that are standing a chance to lose their homes because of permit stacking. How many more people you want to put out of business? Or do you want to keep us in business? I've served a tour in Iraq. I've served my country. I come back home to be a commercial fisherman. Not to sit here and go through this dilemma year after year. You see, you gave us reductions in days at sea, 5 closed area trips. Instead of permit stacking, why don't you give us some more days at sea? Thank you.
Anything further? Okay, we'll take a 10-minute break, and then when we come back, we'll move on to the next agenda item, which is a scoping presentation for HMS Amendment 3, Small Coastal Shark.